Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We are back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at my website, which I call Entrepreneurial Heaven. Michael Barrera is our guest. Michael is an old friend of ours. He's the National Ombudsman over at the Office of National Ombudsman at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And that's the title that he had when we met him a while back and a couple of years ago. But he's since picked up another job as the director of the business matchmaking program over at the SBA. So he's been a busy boy. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Jim, I'm glad to be back. It's been a long time.
It has been, I don't know whose fault that is, but I'm glad we're fixing it because it's good to have you back. Michael, remind us, tell the audience again what an ombudsman does at the SBA.
Well, it's interesting, Jim. I just had a meeting with some folks from Switzerland, and that's where a lot of the ombudsman, title actually came from. What an ombudsman does is, in general, we are like a neutral liaison between government and its citizens. But as the National Ombudsman for the Small Business Administration, I'm the neutral liaison between federal agencies and small businesses,
mm-hmm.
particularly in issues concerning enforcement of federal regulations.
Right. And as I was saying earlier, you and the folks over at the Office of Advocacy, you guys kind of have a 1-2 punch with regard to regulations and small business, don't you?
You know, I kind of look like they're like the starting pitcher, and
yeah.
we're the ninth inning reliever.
Yeah, you're the long reliever, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it is true, and the thing, you know, folks, I think it's important for small business owners to realize that. You know, Michael, as you know, as much money as small business owners spend every year per employee, which is almost $7,000 per employee per year, just complying with the different regulations, it's good to know that there are people out there looking out for us, like Michael's office, like the Ombudsman's office, and like the Office of Advocacy. But, Michael, I got to say, you know, I'd hate to think of what it would look like if you guys weren't there.
You know what, Jim, we just had one of the most incredible years last year, and we're working on our fiscal 2003 report. And we've really seen, you know, one of the biggest goals that we've had, and I'm sure the Office of Advocacy would agree, is really just changing. You got to change the environment first, the culture, and then results will follow. And last year we've seen federal agencies just step up to the plate as far as a lot of the compliance assistance programs that they're now offering.
Mm-hmm.
We really are starting to see a change from the got you attitude more of an attitude of help you.
Well, that's an important transition that needs to be made. It's at least a two-pronged approach, it seems to me, Michael. One is getting the agencies to not only to do it, but really to get it in their culture that's the attitude that their operatives ought to have. But also, we got to figure out how to make sure that small business owners believe this. You know, when you've been living for years with gotchas, it's hard to drop your shields, isn't it?
That's exactly true. And one of the things that we've done to really address that is we've done a lot more hearings than we used to do in the past, which I think we've got to get the message out there. Our rec fair members that are basically small business people in themselves, they're making more presentations to the small business communities where they live.
Right.
And, you know, one of the most important things we've done is we've been able to have federal agencies adopt non-retaliation policies against small businesses. Right now, when we first started, only maybe one or two agencies had those type of policies. Now we have about 28 agencies that now adopted non-retaliation policies.
Wow.
And these are written policies that go to their employees and let them know if they engage in type of unfair acts, there will be penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. And that in and of itself,
that's putting teeth into the cultural change, isn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And the main thing, though, Jim, is that, as you well know, we have a president that believes in this. It's something he talks about all the time. In fact, he mentioned, you know, as far as the fair regulatory regulations on small business, he mentioned during his State of the Union address.
Right.
And when you have the president making it part of his agenda, the people listen.
You mentioned Reg Fair. Tell us about that.
Reg Fair is when we actually go to different communities and we actually invite small business people to come and tell us what's going on. And it's important. We can be here in Washington, but it's very important to the administrator that we get out. And we've been over 40 states in the last 2 years, hearing from people from all over the country about what are some of the issues that you're facing with federal agencies. And to the agency's credit, a lot of them are now following us to these particular hearings to listen directly to small business.
So if somebody wanted to attend a Reg Fair, they had a story they wanted to tell, or they wanted to learn more about it, how would they do that?
We have several ways. One would be our website, which is sba.gov/ombudsman, O-M-B-U-D-S-M-A-N.
Right.
And there it tells you where our hearings, the upcoming hearings that we're having. It tells about how they can actually file online. It's very easy to file a comment online now. It's actually very interactive. They can still send by mail. call us toll-free at 1-888-REC-FAIR. We're having a national hearing during the SBA's 50th anniversary exposition in Florida.
Right, in May.
That's going to be an unbelievable event. Mm-hmm, in Orlando.
Right.
It's going to be May 19th through 21st. The SBA is having its annual exposition, and for the first time, we're taking it out of Washington, D.C.
Right.
We're taking it to Orlando, Florida at the Orlando Convention Center, and for those who are interested, we're going to have that, and I'm going to be very busy at that time, Jim. We're going to have a national Reg Fair hearing for businesses from all over the country to tell us what's going on in their communities. But at the same time, we're going to do a national business matchmaking at the SBA Expo.
Which is one of your new assignments.
Mm-hmm. And this is an exciting thing that we're doing. You know, one of the things that we found out is that, many people who do business with the government, last year the government spent approximately $250 billion in procurement. And small businesses are supposed to get 23% of that. But we find that most of those contracts are made here in the Beltway, and because that's where a lot of the decision makers are. So with this business matchmaking, what we're doing is we're taking the decision makers outside the Beltway. We're taking different cities across the country. And I think you participate in one of those.
I've actually participated in a couple of them. I've gone down and broadcast from them and interviewed some of the members, some of the participants there. But, these are great programs, ladies and gentlemen, that are really helping to get small business owners connected to the people who can either help them solve some problems or help them get some more business, like the Reg Fair programs, which we're going to tell you about again in just a little bit. We're going to remind you how you can find out more about them, and as well as the business matchmaking. As we continue our visit with Michael Barrera, by the way, the conference, the Small Business Week conference that the SBA is going to be conducting is 19th through the 21st of May in Orlando. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be making my annual pilgrimage to the SBA's conference, and I'm looking forward to that already. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Barrera.
When you're down,
we're back. It's 23 after.
And you need a helping hand.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and one of the best helping hands that a small business owner ever had is our good friend Michael Barrera, the National Ombudsman over at the Office of Ombudsman at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Michael, on behalf of my audience and all the things you've been working hard doing to raise the level of visibility of small business owners who have been negatively impacted disproportionately by regulations, on behalf of all those that have been and all those that are to come, we thank you for your work.
Oh, I am proud. I'm proud and humbled and honored to do it.
Working well, they're worthy. They're worthy causes, aren't they?
Oh, they really are. You travel around the country and you see these small business people, and they really are the pillars of their communities. You know, as we all know, as many people said, including the president, they are truly the engine of this economy. When things go bad, small business will pull us out of it.
Yeah,
and just to hear their stories is just incredible.
Now, I bet that's the best part of your job, isn't it, to hear? Well, obviously, you don't like hearing what they're unhappy about, but hearing, seeing the excitement in their eyes and hearing their passion for what they're trying to do, I bet that's the best part of your job, isn't it?
That is truly the best part of it. And hearing the different stories, how they got started, the dreams that they had, the struggles that they went through, and how they've succeeded, just incredible stories.
By the way, folks, if you want to know more about the expo, the conference that the SBA is going to be celebrating in Orlando in May, go to sba.gov, and right there in the middle of the page, there's a link that says you know, that talks about it. Just link to that, and it'll show you about the schedule and everything that you can find there. And then if you want to find where Michael's located on that site, just type sba.gov/ombudsman and check that out when you get a chance. And right there in the middle of the page, it says SBA Expo 04, May 19th through 21st, 1904. That's the link, actually. Just click on that, and that'll take you to where you can see all those things. And I'm going to be participating myself, Michael, in some of the activities down there. I'm looking forward to that as well. And I had a lot of fun doing it, some of it last year. Michael, give us an example of a type of a story that you hear when you go to these reg fairs across the country, when small business owners find out about how to attend these things and they come there and they bring their stories. Give us an example of a composite example of what a small business owner might talk to you about.
You know, we had one where a gentleman came to the hearing. I believe this is in Idaho. They were they made like stoves, and they had a letter. Stoves. It's just, you know, it's so incredible just how many different businesses are out there. And there was confusion about a letter from the EPA about what they had as far as recertifying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of it was confusion, but because of a comment by a particular business, we sent the comment to EPA, and they changed their letter to make it more clear, and which affected several small businesses. And, you know, and that saves time and money. And we've had none where the IRS refunded $1,200 to a small business that there was a mistake in how it was presented. So we are getting actual results for business.
So you will listen to folks if they have a problem with the IRS too.
Exactly. You know, that's an amazing story. That when I first got started, I thought the IRS would be the one we hear from most, and they normally are, because of any agency, IRS affects every single
everybody. Business. Yeah, they touch all of us. Whereas OSHA might not.
Exactly, but they have done so much as far as outreach and trying to work with small business and offering compliance assistance, and it's just been incredible what they're doing out there. And they come to every single one of our hearings, whether or not we know if someone's going to testify about them or not. They come to every single hearing just in case. That shows you their commitment, them and labor.
Right, and I was going to I wanted to go to your website and look at when the next Reg Fair meeting is. Do you have that in front of you?
The next one is going to be St. Louis. In fact, I haven't had an opportunity to go to too many lately, and my staff's been doing a great job. The next one's going to be in St. Louis on April 14th.
Right, on the 14th. And then you're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin on the 27th.
And in Lansing on the 29th.
Right, in Lansing.
And at the same time, we'll be in Yonkers on the 28th.
Right. So then are you going to have a reg fair in Orlando in May?
I'm going to be a busy person there, Jim. I'm going to be doing a reg fair on May 21st. And then I'm going to be also involved in the business matchmaking on the 20th and 21st.
Right. We got about a minute and a half. Let's talk about the business matchmaking again, folks. This is where the SBA has created a venue where small business owners can meet with government contractors face to face, nobody in the middle, and sit down at a table and have a 15-minute meeting, put their best foot forward, and align themselves with these prospective customers, so that small business owners can get some of some government contracts without having to go through a big government contractor, right?
What we actually do, Jim, that's true, is we will actually interview the small business, find out what their products are, and we will actually make an actual match between the small business, a federal agency, a state agency, or we have a lot of corporations coming now.
We just
did one in Anaheim. We had 3,300 face-to-face appointments
with
small business and buyers. We expect the same amount in Florida. I'm going to encourage people to really sign quickly for this, because it is filling up. It'll be a first come, first served basis.
The next one is going to be in Orlando, right?
Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And want more information about business matchmaking, it's businessmatchmaking.com, but they have to be a registrant with the expo in order to participate.
Okay. Businessmatchmaking.com to find out more about that, or go to sba.gov/ombudsman to find out more about the Reg Fair and all the things that Michael Barrera is doing. Michael, good job. Well done in the job you're doing for small business. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in May, by the way.
Same here.
Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Dan Burris after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.